agency told you you had to pay for your own uniforms, right?
Yes, I could buy with money from Chubb.
No, no, no. Can't start a job without a uniform.
But how to buy not been paid?
You don't have any money?
No. This is why I take job, to make money. This is why I come to America, to be big shoot.
Shot. Big shot.
I try not to live in past, only present tense since I come to America.
Yeah, but big shoot makes no sense. This is the main building. Administration, lecture rooms, and the laboratories. Just the floors in here. Don't worry about the cages or what's in them. The research assistants feed them. You know, they're studying animal behavior.
In cage, only can behave like a prisoner.
Word of advice, my man. Try not to think so much. And whatever you do, don't bother the professors. They're the real big shoots around here. Watch your step. This is purgatory. I'll get the trash.
What bird kind is this?
Biting kind, be careful.
Are you bird or dog? What he is doing down here?
Part of some old project for Dr. Rheingold. Didn't work out. Lost the funding or something, I can't remember.
But he's not eat, I think. And he lose his feather.
Don't worry about him. Come on, I'll show you where the incinerator is.
You made me your fairy godmother, so if I'm your fairy godmother, I command you to go to sleep. You gotta go to sleep, Marie. Look, I'll be right here. Good night, Marie. I love you too. Okay, I'll see you in the morning.
Hi, who are you? What are you doing down here? Get out of here! Come on, leave me alone! And don't come back!
Virgil, first he's singing, now he's talking.
I'm telling you, you better quit messing with that parrot and get back to work before you get us both fired.
me. Food consists of seeds, nuts, bugs. Flocks were seen feeding in mango trees, bearing ripe fruit. For lunch tonight. Here is some big banana, very plump papaya, nice mango. Oh, yes, this is a good one. Nice and yellow on the inside. Oh, yes. Is going to taste delirious. You like mango, Bert? It's very juicy and good for growing feathers. Want a bite? Say mango. Mango. Love is gone.
All right, mango, 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 M-A-N-G-O, mango. Are you happy now? Yeah, this is what you've reduced me to. I've sold out for a piece of fruit.
Can't believe it. You can't talk?
Yeah, believe it, Tolstoy, but don't forget the fruit, the mango, okay? Give it to me, you mop monkey.
Oh. Bert.
Oh, my Lord.
What your name is, Bert? Talk to me, Bert.
Yeah. Skin test.
Dr. Rangel.
Yeah.
Excuse me, you are Dr. Rangel.
Yes, I am.
I am Misha Bilyenkov.
Hello.
I have to ask you about a parrot.
A parrot?
The one in the... down in dungeon? Maybe it's the wrong word. There is a bird down there.
Mm-hmm.
A green parrot.
Oh, the little conure. Yeah, is he still with us?
Yes. I come to tell you with great amazement.
Mm-hmm.
He can talk.
He mimics.
Mimics?
Mm-hmm.
What is mimics?
Well, he repeats what he hears. He does not talk.
No. He understand. He's intelligent, doctor. I know.
Well, I appreciate your concern, Mr.
Bilyenkov.
Bilyenkov. But, you see these people? This is what they do.
And this is what I do. Now, don't you think if we had an animal with that kind of intelligence, somebody here would have noticed?
I know parrot talk.
Uh-huh.
He sings song. He understands speech. He even insults me. He called me mop monkey. He talk. I can prove you to it. Would you like some mango? Mango. Oh.
speak. Speak.
No, please, listen, sir. Maybe if I explain better, if I say...
I think you've said enough. Now, why don't you let us do our job and you do yours? Like maybe pick up the trash.
Great. Now we're both in trouble. What is problem with you? You know, maybe they should stuff you, scoop you out, fill you with foam, and glue you to factory. You're lonely, I think. I am lonely. In Russia, I was teacher of literature. In America, I'm cleaner of bird crap. I miss words. I miss my language. I just would like someone to talk to.
Join the club.
What?
I said join the club.
So, I'm not crazy. You can talk.
Of course I can talk.
Then why are you not?
Because talking just gets you into a lot of trouble.
Trouble? Why do you say that?
It's a long story.
I'm Russian. I like long stories.
All right, Chekhov, sit down. It all started with Marie.
The one in the song?
Yeah, the one in the song.
Marie! Marie, come see what your grandpa brought you.
Grandpa!
My beautiful girl.
What did you bring me?
Look in the basket, sweetie.
I opened my eyes, and there she was. I don't know what this creature was, but I liked it.
Thought I'd give her someone to talk to. I named him Paulie.
Freddie. Paulie.
Freddie Marie.
You want some?
Just mix a little in there. Why don't you two go outside and play until Daddy gets here, okay?
You like that? Wait, so Daddy sees you.
Hey, growing. Hi, Bunny. That's my big girl.
Say hello to your daddy, Marie.
Handshake first, kiss later, okay? Ooh, that's a strong handshake. Hey. When did we get a bird?
Grandpa got him for me. His name is Polly. Polly wants a kiss too.
Okay.
Well, then, why didn't you?
Because I didn't know what to say. I hoped it would go away.
Well, was she getting any better? Was it going away?
No, but it won't go away if you put too much pressure on her.
Well, I don't think you put enough pressure on her, Lyle.
Warren, she's just a little girl. I can't stand to see her suffer. I can't stand
it. So what happens this week? Do you think she's going to make fun of me at school? Because I can guarantee you that she will.
You tell me. What do you think we should do?
I just think all this, you know, we love you. That's
okay, you are the fairy godmother, and I am the princess. We live in a big castle, and I have lots of princess dresses. Okay, fairy godmother, make me talk right. And please hurry.
All right, Marie, let's take your time. There's no hurry. This is a butterfly. Ball. I'll tell you what. I'll let you take these cards with you. And maybe you'll feel more comfortable practicing at home with your mom and dad, okay? Okay, relax. Take a deep breath. Let it out slowly. Now say house. House, sweetie, house.
Hey, how are my girls?
Good.
How's it going?
Good, very good.
Yeah? Good. What are you working on? Cup. That's right. Come on, you can say cup. That's right, baby. You can do it. Look at me. Look, watch me. Cup.
Cup.
Violet, just let her say it. Won't you just let her say it, please?
I'm sorry. You just keep saying it for her. Just let her say it.
I'm doing my best.
Look, they told you to say the word for her, Lila. I don't think so. Just let her say the word. That's all I'm saying. Okay? You're not doing that.
What? I'm supposed to leave her there totally frustrated.
Cup.
And happy? Is that what I'm supposed to do?
No, just let her say the
cup.
Word. That's what they want you to do. It's okay. I'm sorry.
Cup.
Let her say the word.
Cup.
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 did it, Marie. You did it.
Interesting. All it took was one word and they all shut up. I wanted to learn more. What's that?
Chair.
That's a chair. Give me some of that.
Fence. Flower.
What about this?
Rock.
What are those?
Ew, bug.
Don't mind if I do.
Ew.
Marie, I'm going to the store. You want to take a ride with me?
No. Polly is helping me learn some new words.
No, Bunny. Birds don't talk and they don't teach, okay? They just repeat what we say. They don't understand.
Polly understands.
Pretty quiet, aren't you there, Professor?
I was quiet. I'm sorry I was, but I was afraid of him. And that's not all I was afraid of.
Come on, bird fly!
You were afraid to fly?
I was afraid of heights. That is until I learned a new word.
What?
No. I had no idea what that thing was.
Bad idea, very bad. No.
But something deep inside told me it was hazardous to my health.
That thing in here, I see claws and teeth and eyes and the claws and the teeth and the eyes and the claws. Look at those claws.
So while this flea bag got run at a place and was allowed to hang out on a couch where me and Marie used to watch TV, I was banished to the top of this very uncomfortable coat rack, which they called a perch.
Thank you, kitty.
And so began a lifelong trend of speaking when I should have kept my big beak shut. Here, kitty, come on outside. Come on. We got some shrimps on the barbecue for you. Ready? Nope, keep... Hey, turn around and go outside, you stupid hairball. I think they're calling you. Go on. That's... Go outside, Muffy, or Pumpkin, or... I don't even know your name. Go dig something up or bury something. Why are you coming towards me? No, that's not good. You don't want to be on the furniture. It doesn't match your coat. Get down from the furniture. Get down. You don't even like Sally. That's... Don't... Leave me alone!
Stop it, you bad cat!
Stupid handball.
Shoo!
Yeah, shoo!
I mean, I don't think she can tell the difference between fantasy and reality.
Come on.
You know what she said? Are you ready for this? She said the bird told her the cat started it.
She said that to you?
Yeah.
Well, she's 5 years old. It's her imaginary friend.
She doesn't have any other friends. She hasn't made any other attachments. I really think that we should consider getting rid of the bird.
I don't know, Warren. She loves that bird. She loves that bird.
Now where are we going?
Learn how to fly, Polly.
No, I don't want to.
You have to.
Why?
So in case you ever go away, you can fly back to me.
Away?
We have to stay together, right?
Right.
Then fly.
You again.
Come on, Polly. Don't look down. Look at the stars.
Oh.
Now spread your wings.
Okay.
Don't look down. You can do it.
If it's so easy, why don't you do it?
Okay, I'll show you.
All right, come on. Hey, good shot. You almost got him.
Wow.
Okay. Now spread your wings. Don't look down. Okay. Ready? One, two, fly. Come on. Now fly. Come on, fly.
Mama Lee! Look out!
Are you okay?
Marie couldn't talk. The dad couldn't listen. The mom couldn't cope. So they got rid of me.
No,
it wasn't that easy hitting rock bottom. I did a bunch of things. First, I did a stint as a window display in a place called Bloomingdale's. And I was in a brochure for Costa Rica. I did some work as a magician's assistant doing children's parties. But when Zintar fell on hard times, he had to choose between me and the cape. Guess which one he pawned.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You goddamn flying rat, shut
pussycat,
up.
Pussycat, you are delicious, and if my wishes could all...
Maybe you're uncomfortable in there. Maybe you need a change. How about this nice toaster oven for a little top brown only?
Oh, come on, Artie. We haven't pawned anything all day. Let's go catch the number 9 at Belmont. I'm bored.
You and me both.
I want to go home.
Get online.
Yo, Artie... Today is your lucky day.
Right. Fresh out of the showroom, right? Where's the receipt?
Lost it.
$10.
$10? Come on, Artie. Give me a break. I'm trying to upgrade the level of your merchandise here.
Hit the bricks, ugly.
Oh, that's cute. What, do you train the bird to insult your customers?
No. I can tell you're ugly all by myself.
How'd he do that?
He watches television.
What an angle. I could see how his unique skills could really come in handy to an intelligent guy, huh?
Yeah, I'll let you know when I see one.
How much you want for him, Marty?
A lot more than $10, baby. You'd have to grift for more than a year to make his numbers.
Okay, which of you three is the proprietor?
That'd be funny, Toots. What do you got there?
Oh, this is my easel. Easel. It's a very fine one. My late husband got it for me, and I really hate to part with it, you know.
Yeah, whatever. Dead husband aside, do you want to pawn or sell?
Well,
the real question is, are you prepared to throw in that potholder on your head?
Well, that was extremely rude. Did you teach him that?
No, that's the thing. The dirty mouth is all his.
What are you looking at?
You know, I think I'll take him with me.
Well, I don't think so, lady. See, I saw the bird first.
Oh, no. I'm afraid you are not the right owner for him. You know, somebody has to teach this beautiful bird some manners. Might as well be me.
What's wrong with my manners? All right, come on. Let me out now, Hi. Grandma. Very funny. Let me go. Joke's over. Hey. Come on. Come on, let me out. Keep it up. You're going to find out what it's like to be in a cage real soon yourself. Come on, would you let me out? Hey, Padre, you see this broad? She's a bird napper. Now, would you let me out?
All right, come on, you want to get out so badly? Go ahead. Get out. Scram.
Thank you.
Jeez. Where are you going?
Home.
You're going to walk all the way?
That's right.
Well, why don't you fly? It's a lot faster.
Can't fly.
You can talk, but you can't fly. All right. See you around.
All right. See ya. Ah!
You know what? I thought it over and I'm back. Besides, I don't know where she lives.
Well, who lives?
Marie. She's all alone and, you know, we're supposed to stick together.
Well, do you think that you could use a little bit of help?
Yes.
Yes what?
Yes, Toots?
Yes, please.
Man, you're needy.
All weather, all weather, all weather. All weather? Oh, are we in luck? There's only one all weather in this whole book, and it's pretty close by. What do you say we just go over and surprise her? Recognize anything?
That's it. That's the house. That's it, that's it, that's it, that's the one.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry, dear. They've moved away.
Away?
Mm-hmm. To Los Angeles.
All right, well, now let's get back in the cab, huh?
Oh, no, no. It's clear across the country. It's 3,000 miles.
Please?
I'm afraid please just won't work in this situation. But, you know, what's the matter with New Jersey? It's nice if you just give it a chance.
Why does your house have wheels?
Houses are cheaper with wheels.
I was thinking more along the lines that houses with wheels can go places.
Mm. Well, not anymore, I'm afraid. How Earl and I used to travel all of the time, you know. But things change. He had even crazier ideas than you had. We always used to talk about going to the Grand Canyon, but we just never got that far. You know, Earl said that if you stand right at the edge just when the sun comes up, it's like seeing the first sunrise in the whole world.
He was kind of poetic, wasn't he?
For an ex-Marine.
You miss Earl.
Oh, it's that dumb.
You miss Earl.
Eat your dinner.
Like I miss Marie.
Ready?
Ready!
So long, Jersey!
So long, Jersey!
I thought flying was scary until I drove with Ivy. Now, that's scary.
Yes. You and I are right here. And Marie is right there. Right there.
Well, not, you know, not literally.
This is a map, an atlas. It's a book for maps. I'll teach you about books.
Ivy was a great teacher. She was a philosopher, an explorer. Unfortunately, she also thought she was a singer.
He has tramped upon the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fates of
Ivy, please, I'm a bird. I have a small brain, and it's about to explode.
Let's try something a little more classy.
What's new, pussycat?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What's new, pussycat?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and bother your cute little pussycat.
No. So when will we get there?
Maybe that's the wrong question to be asking. Maybe we should be asking, you know, what are we going to see along the way? What wrong turn are we going to make that will take us someplace unexpected? Will the weather be for us, or will it be against us? Will we lose faith? Will we get there,
Or won't we? You're scaring me.
Well, it's good to be scared sometimes.
Put your wings up.
That's it. Very good. You should learn how to fly, boy.
The last time someone suggested that, it didn't work out so good.
You're missing out on something that's probably pretty great.
Hey, why don't you try and let me know? Are you tired?
A little bit.
This is a lot of fun driving through the desert. You know, a lot of people don't know what the biggest desert is. The North Pole, that's a trick question. Because, you know, it doesn't have to be hot to be a desert. It just has to not have rainfall. I'll think of better ones later. I think if we could stop at the world's largest bowl of twine, that'd probably be a lot of fun. A lot more fun than Mount Rushmore. That was boring. That's a chuckle my head. Don't you guys ever get tired of staring at each other? Why do they look out? You know, maybe your house shouldn't have wheels.
Oh, dear. All right. I'll go get some help. You stay here. Don't be frightened.
For all of her pleases and thank yous, words weren't really that important to Ivy. It's what she saw that mattered. Seems to me the way it works out is the things you love most are the things they take away.
The doctor says I really mustn't drive anymore. You'll just have to go ahead without me. Los Angeles is due west from here, right into the setting sun.
Well, I can be your eyes. I can watch the road for you. Besides, I can't go without you.
Oh, of course you can. Listen, I'm not very good at goodbyes, dear, so I think you should go now, just right now. And you send me a postcard when you get there, okay?
I thought it was a comb.
So I stayed.
We nearly home yet?
Go to your left here.
There you go. You know what you are, Polly. You're my seeing eye parrot.
You've been a dear friend of me, Polly. We're birds of a feather, you and I. Betwixt and between, that's us. So what do we have tonight? Is it pretty?
Oh, very pretty. There's more orange now, and it's getting darker. Just a little gold left.
The sun must almost be set. Can you see any stars yet?
Not yet.
And then one day the cat got her.
Things in life you put off because you think you're going to do them later. But the real thing Ivy taught me is you got to live like there may not be a later.
found the tree and I spent the night. Because I wanted to be there in the morning for the very first sunrise.
Here?
Yep, all the way.
It's a long way to go by yourself.
Tell me about it.
So what you did next?
Well, Ivy introduced me to a lot of wonderful things, but, you know, she left one very important thing out. I think I'm a little lost.
Me llamo Lupe. Soy una pájara muy bonita.
Huh? Maybe we got off to a bad start. Look, my name's Pauly, and I'm a little lost. I need some help. Hey, wait, where are you going? Hey, wait for me!
All my friends, you're the low rider.
Hey, you, come on down here. Yeah, you, come on. Okay, what's your story?
I'm looking for someone named Marie Allweather, but I'm afraid I may be lost. Can you tell me where I am?
You're in L.A. East L.A.
L.A.? L.A.? Oh, my gosh, I made it. I made it, L.A. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it. You can talk.
They talk.
Them? They don't talk. I say taco, they say taco.
Taco, taco, taco.
Are they okay?
Sure, they're okay. I don't know about me. I'm talking to a bird. Okay. I'm talking to a bird. Is her daddy, his name is Mo?
Warren.
Well, I'm sorry, amigo. Such an all-weather is not in this book. Maybe they have an unlisted number. Pero sabes qué? You know what I was thinking? Can you carry a tune or dance or anything?
What do you mean?
Like one guy on each end and then like Lupe in the middle, huh?
Okay, Chaco, Paco, hello?
Come on, talk to them.
I'm trying.
You have to talk to them in parrot.
What?
Parrot, you have to talk to them in parrot so they'll understand.
Talk parrot? Yeah, right.
Yeah, right, come on now.
Okay, Hey, where you going? What'd I say?
What did you say?
I don't know, I don't talk parrot.
Hey, Pauly, where did you go? Hey, all of you, get your little feathered butts back in here, man. We gotta rehearse. This stuff just happens.
I really like you a lot.
I really like you a lot.
Wow, I'm so glad you feel that way.
Wow, I'm so glad you feel that way.
Are you listening?
Are you listening?
Or are you just repeating?
Well, women can be tough.
Tell me about it. So, how do you know if you've met the right one?
Well, for me, let me see. She would be pretty, but smart. She would have books on her table and flowers in her hair.
Yeah, and lots of golden feathers.
Oh, yeah, it's important to have high standards.
So, Misha, what, you got a girlfriend?
No, well, once, little bit.
What? How do you have a little bit of a girlfriend?
Well,
this is interesting. Go on.
Before I'm coming to America, there was a girl. We were a student together at university. Sure, we talk about books. We even fight about them. She was very smart and stubborn. I say book mean one thing. She said, no, no, Misha, book mean other thing. One time, she acted in play in front of whole school. I was working behind curtain in dark. I see her on stage. She had little flowers in her hair, and the light make them all different color. And I say to myself, my God, she's beautiful. Maybe too beautiful for me, but I will tell her how I feel. Afterward, when I am come near to her,
she stole your words away.
Yes. She married my best friend. He told her how he feel. At wedding, she take me aside and say, Misha, I always like you best. But I was afraid. Afraid of your silence. It's important to speak up. So, you're going to tell me what happened to Lupe? Or shall I go sleep more far?
Okay, okay.
Soy un hombre muy honrado.
So I had a girl in L.A., all the mangoes a bird could eat. Everything was going great. But you know how it is. As soon as you think you landed on easy street, the past comes back to bite you in your tail feathers.
Come on, let's go, will you?
Me gusta tocar guitarra, me gusta cantar a son. La mariachi me acompaña cuando canto mi canción. Me gusta tomar mi ropa, aguardiente es lo
mejor. Come on, sit down.
What are you doing here? How come you never take me any place nice?
What are you talking about? This is nice. Come on, look at this place. Enjoy the show.
Because you're a loser, that's why.
Just stop with the loser. I'm not a loser. I'm just looking for the right angle, that's all.
Angle? Listen to you.
Hey, can I get a drink,
huh? Can I get a drink, please, somebody?
Did you see that? I think I know that bird from somewhere.
Hey, I'll give you $50 for that green parrot over there.
Well, for Polly?
I don't know, yeah.
No, I'm sorry, senor. He's not for sale.
Come on, $50, man. Think about it. You could use it for something. He's a parrot. He'd get lost, get eaten by a goat or something. This way you got something to show for him.
Like I said, thank you, but he's not for sale.
You know what? Maybe you can help me, though. My bird is looking for his friend, Marie Allweather. Do you know anybody by that name?
Allweather? Si. In East L.A.?
Si.
What a jerk.
Okay.
Come on, Taco, man. I'm just joking around. Come on. $50.
Everybody wants a piece of the action, huh?
You know, I was thinking about costumes, you know. What about, like, a little fruit hat for Lupe? You know, like that vieja, what's her name, Dolores del Rio? And... What's the matter, my friend? I know. You're thinking about Marie, huh?
No, I was thinking about Lupe wearing nothing but that fruit hat.
You are some kind of weird bird, my friend.
But tonight we sing, huh? In the big time.
Ignacio was all right for a human. He knew me better than I knew myself. I hadn't forgotten Marie, but I got a little sidetracked. I had the prettiest pirate in L.A., interested only in me. I was in show business, and for once in my life, I was a bird.
Es por loca.
She is crazy.
Es por loca.
Mucho crazy.
Es por loca por ti, mi amor. No se vaya.
Don't go away.
Ven acá.
She is to stay.
Es por loca por ti, mi amor.
Estoy loco.
She is crazy.
Estoy loco.
Very loca.
Estoy loco por ti, mi amor. No te vaya.
Don't go away.
Ven acá.
You heard her.
Estoy loco por ti, mi amor.
Cops? Yeah, how you doing? I don't normally do this kind of thing. I'm just trying to be a good citizen, you know what I mean? But I'm down here at this taco stand, and I gotta be honest with you, it's pretty disgusting. There's no floor, there's no roof, there's no bathrooms, and I gotta be honest with you, there's gotta be about 1,000 maniac people running around down here. There's rats running all over the place the size of footballs, and the guy's serving alcohol to children. Is that allowed? I didn't think so. So why don't you come on down and help me out? I'm trying to do a good deed.
I am crazy.
She's crazy.
I'm so crazy.
So crazy.
I am crazy for you, my love. Don't go away.
Don't go away.
Not to stay. I am crazy for you, my amor. I am crazy for you, my love. Soy loca por ti, amor.
You?
I'm Benny. You don't remember me? Think back. The pawn shop.
Where's Ignacio?
Who knows? He's probably halfway to Guatemala by now.
Why?
Because he's an illegal.
Oh, yeah? And what does that make you?
Look, pal. You're going about finding your friend Marie the wrong way, all right? You got dreams, man. I respect that. I do. I got dreams. My point is, you're never going to find your friend from singing under sombreros. If you want something in this world, you got to do more than just dream about it. You got to get out there. You got to take it.
Take it?
Yeah, take it. That's the only way any one of us is going to get a piece of the pie.
I like pie.
What?
You said I like pie.
Yeah, I like pie too. Look at the size of this place, man.
You're not going to kiss me, are you?
What? Get out of here. I'm telling you, if you really want to find Marie, you're going to need lots of the green stuff.
Green stuff?
Yeah, green stuff. Money.
What for?
What for? For phone books. That's how you find somebody. See, you got to look them up in a phone book. It's very expensive. It's not like, you know, a phone book. Somebody comes by your house and drops a bunch on your doorstep.
Oh, come on, Benny.
What if she ain't in the phone book, right? That's what I'm... Then you gotta hire some private detective or something, right? I don't know, pal. It's a very expensive operation. Don't worry. Don't worry, though. We'll find Marie. Just gotta come up with the right plan.
Benny had a lot of plans. Most of them stunk, but that bit about hiring a detective to find Marie was a good idea. I figured for the right amount of green stuff, any detective worth his trench coat could find her. So, we became a team.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Okay.
He said money was the most important thing in the world. So, deep down, people would understand if he stole it from them. Towards the end of the month, the pickings were always a little slim. I don't know if that's because they spent it all or because we stole it. Move it along, fella. You're broke. Come on. But the real problem in all of this was Benny. He was a small-timer any way you looked at it. Jumping up and down over 20s when there were bigger fish to fry.
Get him! Get him!
I gotta tell you, Paulie. God, you are the greatest thing that ever happened to me, man.
Hey, thanks, man.
No, I'm serious, Paulie. You're the best.
Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt your little testosterone festival here, but the bird hasn't made us that much money.
Hello, what are you talking about, that much money? We're doing great.
I should be, like, lounging by a pool in a mansion, wearing a mink coat and, like, 18-karat diamond earrings.
She's right. We're wasting our time with chump change when there are rocks to be grifted.
Hey, what do you know about diamonds?
We met in a pawn shop, Einstein.
You can tell a real diamond from a fake.
Yeah? I've seen shot glasses cut better than that.
Cannot believe you, Benito. You're gonna get me a real diamond, and you're gonna help him.
Diamonds? Whoa, Ruby, it's a little out of my league here.
Your league, but not his. Look right there.
Where?
So finally, these canary brains got the right idea. A couple of night flybys, and I found the perfect target. We stopped by Ruby's favorite restaurant for a burrito before the big heist.
Hurry up. Come on, would you hurry up?
That was a bad idea.
Hurry up. Pull over. Pull over. Hurry up and pull...
Sorry.
Paulie, would you excuse us for a minute, please?
Okay.
Yeah. All right, come on. I'll talk to you in a second, pal.
I don't know. Do you think that's a good idea, Chimney? I mean, it's not exactly parrot-friendly. You know, he could twist an ankle or something.
What is your problem, Benito? He's a freaking bird. Just tail him.
Now?
Now.
All right.
That Ruby's high maintenance.
Yeah. Hey, but after tonight, we'll have enough money to find your Marie. Come on. Who's the coolest bird in L.A., huh?
Get out of town.
Paulie's my main man, right?
Dude.
Go on, Paulie. Let's get the jewelry for us. Go ahead, buddy. Go ahead.
Here comes Santa! The most important thing is to leave nothing that links you to the scene of the crime. Concentration is everything.
First, you have to identify your target.
Gerald.
It was a box full of cheesy costume jewelry, except for one pendant. I figure 1920s, 14 karat gold's gotta be worth $9.50.
What's taking him so long?
I don't know.
Come on.
I should go, you know? See if he's okay, you know?
Benny.
I'm gonna go see if he's okay.
Benny. Hold it right there. Turn around. Put him up. Drop it. What are you doing with Grandma's necklace?
I'm taking it.
Pull it.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Benny, open the window! Benny, don't leave me! I'm stuck in here! Benny, come on! The kid's got a weapon! Benny! Benny, where you going? Benny!
Benny taught me a lot of things, but there was one thing he never mentioned. What we were doing was wrong. You always pay.
Look, I said I was sorry, pal.
Here he is.
Come on, would you let me out of the box?
He talked up quite a storm on the way over.
I'm sure he did. Take a look at this little fella here.
Jeez.
Oh. Little Conyer. Does he have a name?
Yeah, Paulie.
So, you say he flew down your chimney?
Well, that's what he told me.
Ah. Yes, well, many parrots have quite extensive vocabularies, but there's a big difference between cognizant speech and, well, parroting.
You know, he keeps talking about a Marie Allweather. I think she might be his owner.
Well, that's not unusual either. Lots of people train their birds to repeat names and addresses in case they get lost. I'm sure that's the case.
Do you have a phone book?
Pardon?
Please.
He's very polite.
I'm sure that's just a trained response. But I'll tell you what, I'd like to keep him here a few days and maybe run some tests. Maybe build him up a bit. He looks a little undernourished. But don't worry. Did the right thing bringing him here, Gerald. We'll take good care of him.
Okay.
I want you to understand what it is we do here. Mostly we just listen. And we watch. You see, there's this gap between animals and humans. And the gap is called speech. Now, if that gap could be bridged, we could truly understand each other. Won't you consider helping us? Tell you what, I'm going to have you moved out of here tonight. And I promise you, I will take you to see Marie when we're done. Maybe I'm the one who should be locked up.
You promise?
I promise.
Okay, we're going to ask you some questions. We'd like for you to identify the picture. What is this?
Duck.
What is this?
Kite. Umbrella. Look, I don't see how this is bridging the gap.
Look, Paulie, I know this is frustrating, but we have to follow protocol if we're going to prove you're capable of cognizant speech.
Everyone can see that I can talk.
What is this?
Now, what is that word again for a dish composed of meat, fowl, fish, or vegetables covered in a layer of paste and baked? Oh, yeah. It's a pie.
Then again, a pie could be a magpie, a collection of rules, a copper coin, or what you call a fine-looking lady. If you don't believe me, look it up, Blondie. But pie can also mean a whole, as in the pie of which we'd crave a piece, like the whole enchilada, the big salami, the grand prize, the talking bird, which you hope will make you rich, that kind of pie. Me, I'm the pie here, and if you don't mind taking your fingers out of me for a moment, I'd like to get some lunch, you lab rat.
How do I score that?
You said that.
I told you, talking just gets you into trouble.
No, it's not that. It's how you say things. You have to be careful. Women say, you like my hat. You say, no, make you look like floor lamp. You get punched in nose.
I got worse than that.
Yes, Dr. Manning, he's asleep. Yeah, this will put us on the map. This will change everything. I'm telling you, he is the most extraordinary creature I have ever encountered. Yeah, well, I have grant committees from the NIH and the NSF, and there's some guy from the National Geographic that's talking about a special. Actually, I have located the owner. It's Marie Allweather. She lives in Cambria,
Marie?
California. Ah, yes. Yes, I understand. No, I agree. There's no legal requirement that we have to return him. No, he's the property of the Institute now.
What?
So I'll see you tomorrow.
Property?
Okay. It is the thing that makes us, us. And because language is so tied to what it is to be human, we have always been urged not to attribute human characteristics like consciousness and logic and feelings to our non-speaking animal subjects. Until now. What we are proposing is a multidisciplinary research program that will not only unlock the mystery of animal communication, but get to the heart of language itself. And just as every journey starts with a single step, this program starts with a single extraordinary subject.
Hello, Polly. How are you feeling today?
What? Polly, I want a cracker.
I thought you liked mangoes the best.
Polly, I want a cracker.
Well, we can get a lot of crackers later. Let's take a look at the flashcards.
They wanted a talking bird? Fine. I was going to give them a talking bird.
What is this?
Up yours.
What is this?
Up yours, jackass.
This is just a case of opening night jitters. What are you doing?
Up yours.
Why are you doing this?
You promised. Liar. Liar. Liar! 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 Liar!
Close the door! Can't have him trying to fly away again. He could seriously injure himself.
I'm gonna cut a few primary flight feathers. It won't hurt.
No.
This is for your own good.
Stop. They were cutting me. They were taking away the one thing that made me different from them. I never talked to anybody again. Then when I started biting people, they moved me out of the sun.
When was that?
I can't even remember.
Wrap it up down there, Misha. Don't forget to lock up before you go.
We will find you, Marie.
that's what they all said.
Now we'll get you out, boy.
What are you doing, Misha? Come on. I don't think you know what you're doing. I mean, they gotta have you deported. Come on, Misha, what are you doing? You're making too much noise. Look, you're destroying laboratory property. They're gonna fire you, Misha. Misha.
Come by. Come on. Don't be afraid. Come. Tell me, Dr. Rang will find where Marie lives. Maybe Andreas is still in his office. Not in Foley's file.
Not in Parrot's file. Not in any bird's file.
Look in the human file. Look on the little girl's. Look in the Marie file.
Marie?
All weather.
Marie Allweather. M.A.
What? What is it?
Marie Allweather, 1440 Spruce Lane, Cambridge, California. Hello? Excuse me, please. Sorry I'm calling so early. Does Marie Allweather live there?
Marie?
Can you tell her I found Polly?
Marie! Hey, Marie, it's me! Marie, it's me, Polly!
I'm telling you. Polly, I found him.
Marie!
What do you think you're doing?
I've come cleaning office, so... But I later come back.
What's the bird doing out of his cage?
Well,
let the bird. Come on. Look, just grab.
No.
Hey, no. What do you think you're doing?
I'm taking him.
You what?
I'm taking him where he belongs.
He belongs to the Institute.
No, he belongs to a little girl who needs him. And you knew. You knew it all the time. Polly, come.
Who do you think you are?
I am Mikhail Andreevich Belyankov. And you are a liar and a coward and a very rude man.
And you are fired.
No. No, I am not fired. I am quit.
You...
Uh-oh. Stop that man! It's locked! Get out of the way!
Wait.
Go. Go.
Wait.
There you are going.
Come on. Help me.
This is the one.
I can't breathe.
Look.
It's her. Misha, it's her.
No, I can't breathe.
Marie? Marie!
No, please wait. Wait.
It's not her.
Not.
It's not Marie.
Maybe it's the wrong house.
It's always the wrong house. Polly?
Polly, is that really you? It's me, Polly. It's Marie.
No.
Polly. Don't be afraid. I just grew up, that's all.
Go away. Leave me alone.
Polly.
I'm sorry. We are in shock. Polly, come back here.
It's not Marie. It's not her.
You're the song that the tree sings when the wind blows. You're a flower, you're a river, you're a rainbow.
Marie?
I loved you the first time I saw you, and I always will love you. Marie!
You got big. You flew.
What?
You flew, boy.
I did?
Yes, you did.
How? His wings were clipped.
Well, the feathers must have grown back. They always do.
No.
You can fly.
No.
Oh, yes, you can. My little neighbor, Kimmy. Kimmy, you remember the parrot I told you about? The one who helped me when I was little?
Uh-huh.
He's home.
Can I play with him sometime?
Yes. can't thank you enough.
You're welcome. So, we'll go now.
Oh, no, no. Please don't rush off. Will you come inside?
No, it's okay. You will have much to talk about. Goodbye. Goodbye, Polly.
Misha, where are you going? She has flowers in her hair. I bet she has books on the table.
Polly.
What is he talking about?
I'm not always sure.
Misha, don't be afraid to speak.
I'd love it if you stayed.
You know, I would like that. I would like that very much.
Polly, how did you find me?
Well, it's a long story.
He's the only kind he knows.